reporting of the cases is something a little bit tricky because one in four cases of the people affected by the virus doesn't develop signs and symptoms. So, and also the diagnostic for the infection, it has a very small window of opportunity because it's only 5 days. After 5 days, if the person has been infected, it's not possible to diagnose it. So the key issue is that if a country reports confirmatory case of Zika, then we know the population is at risk and aggressive vector control needs to be done.
We have also seen concerns about newborn children and how they may have been affected if their mom became sick with Zika during pregnancy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
This is why, you know, Zika has become very interesting to the international organization. If there was not potential linkages to newborns and congenital malformations, then probably Zika would have gone without notice. The issue is that there's growing evidence suggesting there is a linkage between Zika virus infection during the first trimester of pregnancy and the giving birth to children with microcephaly, which is heads and brains small than the usual for normal children. We cannot say, conclude yet, that this is the cause of the microcephaly, but the evidence is growing. Because to conclude that this is the real issue, we need to take into account other confounding variables or other factors. Like, for instance, microcephaly can be produced by other viruses like cytomegalovirus, by toxins, by chemicals. But the evidence suggests that there is a potential linkage. And studies are being conducted at this time that will give us more data to make such a conclusion. In the meantime, the recommendation is aggressive vector control, aggressive control of the mosquito to minimize the impact and to ensure that women of reproductive age, pregnant women, avoid the biting of the mosquitoes, use long trousers, use bed nets if they sleep during the day because the mosquito attack during the day, not during the night.
Do you expect that the spread will soon be brought under control, or is there concern that this is just the tip of the iceberg?
If the governments of the region step up efforts in controlling vector control in the mosquito, we hope that this is not going to be a repetition outbreak because of several issues. The virus creates immunity, so it comes and goes. And the epidemic peak of the mosquito of the outbreak is 3 to 4 or 5 months. If that is the case, and the evidence that is coming suggests so, we'll start to see less outbreaks. But in the meantime, countries that are having a peak of the epidemic, like Colombia, they need to aggressively control the vector. And also countries need to start doing surveillance for congenital malformations and for microcephaly, because if they have the outbreak, it's important to gather the data to ensure that we profile this disease entirely.